Court order council meeting for January the 8th. If everyone would stand for the pledge. We have roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Here.
What'd you say? Mayor Rose.
Rose?
Wasn't administration there.
Wow.
Okay.
He told me.
Yeah, Dave said it.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, adopt the agenda as presented.
Question?
I need to go home. Scott Brown.
Here. Yes. Yes.
Start over again.
Solid start to you.
Yeah.
Frank Chapman.
Yes.
Here, yes.
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 And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Next is approval of minutes from December 27th.
Before I make the approval of minutes to our guest in the audience, this is
normal.
Serious. This is how decisions are made at city government at its best. So, are you all from Revay? All four of you? Okay. Well, welcome. Is this for a class project or? Okay. Pardon? Okay. Good. Good. Okay.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
We already did the agenda.
No, we've done the minutes.
I
need a motion to approve the minutes from December 27th.
Motion to approve the minutes for December 27th.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to approve the minutes from December 27th as presented.
Question?
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Frank Chapman.
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, those minutes are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Well, I think we should, as a city government, salute John Friends and Rick Lindenberg for 10 distinguished years of watermelon drops and of incense. Certainly has brought the community a lot of recognition throughout the country and even the world. So if you see them on the street, give them a pat on the back. And
and they are stepping down?
They are stepping down. We're looking
for... You are stepping up?
No, we did not say that.
That's right.
We did not say that. We are looking for new leadership. And since we have young people in the audience, if you're interested in chairing the watermelon drop in our community, you might want to see us after the meeting. But we are looking for having a transition so that tradition will continue.
We did have a discussion that we thought that the Revay would student leadership, that would be a good project for them to head up the...
That your school is located the closest to the drop.
Right.
Anything else? How about committee chair reports?
For community cooperation and whatever the title is that I run, it's one of those nights, obviously. I just wanted to gauge the council's interest on possibly bringing in some of our local tech groups or tech companies, specifically to talk about increasing Wi-Fi capability, specifically downtown, like the Patrick Henry area, downtown on Main Street, and our parks. and the possibility of putting in like charging stations through our parks and obviously along the Riverwalk. This would be something where we can bring them in, talk about the possibility of putting these things in there, the process of how that would go in. There's different ways that you could do it where we could possibly pay for it. You could have a third party come in and run it and do it, and we wouldn't have to worry about it. Or you could get sponsorships, and you'd have people sponsor certain areas, and we'd let them know about that. But it's one of those things we always kind of talk about, quality of life things, and obviously the way that technology goes, everybody loves to be around their devices, and when you go to any kind of big area, people are always looking to charge whatever they want, and would probably encourage people to come to our main areas where basically we spend a lot of our time. I mean, no matter what temperature it is, how hot it is, how cold it is, I mean, people were out here, 0 degrees. It was raining this morning, people were out in Greg Park, and it could be 100 degrees, people will be in our parks, and we're always doing some kind of event. So I think it'd be something good for us to look into and give us a bit of time to do the research for it, and I'd be willing to go and bring in some of our local tech people to kind of discuss that as we would like to look for it. So any interest in moving forward with something like that or looking into that? All right.
I'd be interested in hearing about it.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
We could get there's Tower Bridge isn't there, they no longer exist, so we'd be looking pretty much at the group out in Frichton.
Yeah,
and then AME.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's some smaller ones too. Okay. Are you going to contact them?
Yeah, I can contact them, and we can have them come in and just discuss it. It happened, I was looking and just reading an article about some of the towns that were looking into doing some of those charging stations. So I contact one of the companies right by JC's, that DOS Force, and he actually had looked into something like that, but he was more focused on his business than getting into that. But he had a lot of information that I kind of picked his brain about. And obviously, with a lot of the tech stuff that I do throughout the schools, that was one of the things that we were able to pull kind of access for school-wise, and I was able to look through those too. So it's kind of an interesting thing, and there's a lot of options and opportunities that would give us the ability to do that.
Are you saying for charging stations and Wi-Fi hotspots both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're good.
Sounds good.
Any other committee reports? How about report of city officers?
I just wanted to tell the council that we did receive our reimbursement for the camping off, $77,000. So it's been put back there.
If you remember, that was a USDA grant that we went and put the roof on the downtown. Now we've been reimbursed.
Yeah. Good.
To go along with that, I will talk to you about the stoplights. You know, we had trouble with the stoplight at 6th and St. Clair. It is now operating properly. That stoplight is the same age as the one that was at 6th and State and 6th and Minneapolis. I will tell you that total, we have about 12 stoplights that are of that age at major intersections like 6th and St. Clair, Washington Avenue and St. Clair, 15th and Hart. I've instructed the city engineer to take a look at all of our stoplights and try to rate them. In order they need to be replaced, and we need to try to at least replace three a year for the next 3 or 4 years to until we get them all updated. So just so you know, the stoplight at 6th and St. Clair, they thought it was a circuit board, but it ended up being a relay, which was, we were better that it was just a relay. So, but it's, they're all the same age and we're having trouble with them, so we're going to look at asking for money to replace them. Okay, no old business. New business, are you going to do
the election of officers? Yes.
Are we ready for that? Then I would move that we re-elect our officers, Scott Brown as president and Brian Grove as vice president.
It's Jim as vice president.
Oh, I stand corrected. I had old information. Well, I will correct my motion to Scott Brown as president and Jim Westfall as vice president. And it would not be re-election. It would be an election. So.
Okay, got a motion by Councilman Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to elect Scott Brown as president and Jim Westfall as vice president of the council.
discussion.
Was there a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Counsel, any rounds?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, Scott, you are a president, and Jim, you will be vice president. Congratulations. We will move on to Resolution 1-2018, the resolution giving the clerk treasurer authority to transfer appropriations from one major category to another for the year ending balance.
Motion to approve Resolution 1-2018.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve resolution. Read and approve Resolution 1-2018.
Resolution 1-2018, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of one funds containing one section.
Discussion.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Blaine Chapman.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Tim Stalters.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, Resolution 1-2018 is approved. Next is claims.
Like to approve claims in the amount of $67,406.84.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the claims amount of $67,406.84. Any discussion on claims?
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Blaine Chapman.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Tim Stalters.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
By a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Anything under miscellaneous?
Mr. Mayor, I don't believe we meet again until after the next RDC meeting, and we as a council have two appointments to the RDC. Both, I believe, expire December 17th. Our appointments are Brad Dale and Beth Meeks. So do we need to make those appointments tonight before their next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I will swear them in at the first meeting of this year.
So. Okay.
And I think they're both willing to serve again if you're
willing. I spoke to Brad Dale personally. He is willing to serve if elected again.
You probably need to affirm me as our area plan representative. I believe that's an annual appointment.
Is this...
This is RDC.
RDC.
Making a motion
RDC.
To reappoint. Yeah. Dale and Meeks.
And how many terms can they serve?
I don't think there's a term limit on RDC.
Isn't there?
There is with USB, but there I don't think there is with RDC.
I think Brad Dale's been there for
two consecutive USB.
Right.
So I've got a motion by Councilman Ravalette to reappoint Beth Meeks and Brad Dale.
Second.
Second by Vice President Westfall. Discussion.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Blaine Chapman.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Tim Stalters.
Yes.
Rose.
Yes.
And those two will be reappointed by a vote of 7-0. Now you want to ask about area plan, and that's a council appointment.
Council appointment. You have two members, and then the council has one member on the Area Plan Commission. Which, if someone else wants it, that's fine, except they elected me vice president at their last meeting last week. So, so they might have a problem. I don't know.
Dwayne will stay the appointment for.
I'll make the motion to leave Dwayne on as Area Plan Commission.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to leave Dwayne as area plan appointment.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Ann Revelle?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Rowe?
Yes.
And by a vote of seven to zero, Dwayne, you get a study.
All right. Thank you, I guess.
And I'd also like to make the motion to appoint Dwayne Chatton as the member of the Solid Waste Management District.
Second.
Well, let's give that some time in case there's others that want to step forward.
Okay, President Brown has made a motion to appoint Dwayne Chatton to Solid Waste and seconded by Councilwoman Rose.
Question?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Ann Revelle?
Yes.
Ann Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
And by a vote of seven to zero, Dwayne will replace Shirley on Solid Waste. Anything else? Not, just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.